Good afternoon. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is Friday, October 8, 2010. And to remain as current as we possibly can, we bring you something from World War II.
Thank you, Mike.
I would like to present to you Mr. Rob Spiewak, who has dug up some war memorabilia that,
you say memorabilia, you indicate something is not useful. This is every bit as useful today as it ever
Rob,
was.
Rob, I would be very careful with what you're saying. Yes,
I'm just
Oscar.
Quoting Time Magazine.
Some of you know Rob, obviously, from Consumer Corner. This is Tolerance Corner.
This is Tolerance Corner with Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
And Rob will now present
a reading.
How to tell the difference between Japanese people and Chinese people. You better explain where this effing came from.
Okay, it came from my email. No, this was actually published in Time Magazine in 1941.
As an advertisement or
no,
as
this is a helpful,
an article?
This is a helpful thing.
For American citizens.
Yeah, because
is somebody at the door, RJ?
The thing is, in 1941, there was a lot of trouble was afoot in America, Mike,
yes.
And we feared the Japanese. Now, I want you to see there's
we feared the Japanese to a fault, Rob.
We have a picture here of a, on the right here is a Chinese man, and this is a Japanese man.
Right.
And this is, I'm quoting Time Magazine, an article entitled, How to Tell Your Friends from the Japanese.
All right, let me tell you something. Right now, if you hear this sound, ladies and gentlemen, that will mean that it is overtly racist.
Okay.
If you hear this sound, which you probably won't hear during this entire piece.
No. Something appropriate?
I will indicate that it's perhaps something that could be useful today.
You might want to keep leaned forward.
Let's get right to it,
what's
Rob.
What's so great about this is, you know, Time Magazine, really, the magazine of record.
Yes. Thank you, Rob. I'm so glad you wanted to read this.
1941.
And I quote, how to tell your friends from the Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Of the four faces of the young men above and the middle-aged men below, the two on the left are Chinese. The two on the right are Japanese.
Oh, my God.
There's no infallible way of telling them apart because of the same racial strains that are mixed in both. Okay.
Jesus, okay.
Please.
Even an
a little louder for my replay, please. Thank you very much while you're reading your racist
Mike,
tome.
Even an anthropologist with calipers and plenty of time to measure heads,
yes.
Noses, shoulders, hips.
Yes, Dr. Mengele.
Is sometimes stumped.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
However, a few rules of thumb. Remember, these are not always reliable.
Yeah, okay.
We're
okay.
Painting with a broad brush.
Yeah, well, shocker, we're doing that.
General rules.
Some
right.
Chinese are tall. They average 5'5" tall.
Very good.
Virtually all Japanese are short.
Not true.
Average 5'2 1/3" tall.
Virtually all.
Virtually all.
And also,
who's the scientist that came up with that statement?
It was a sensitive time in the world, Mike.
When's
right.
the last time someone used the phrase a third of an inch?
A third of an
I
inch.
I don't even see that on the ruler. Mike,
exactly. Yes.
Japanese. Remember, this is how to tell your friends
yes.
from the Japanese.
From World War II.
Japanese are likely to be stockier and broader hipped than the short Chinese.
Oh, my God. All right.
Japanese, except for wrestlers, are seldom fat.
Oh my God.
They often dry up and grow lean as they age.
Right,
yeah. Right there. Yeah.
The Chinese often put on weight, particularly if they are prosperous. In China, with its frequent famines, being fat is esteemed as a sign of being a solid
Did
citizen.
You say this is from the 1840s?
In 1941.
1941, very
tragic.
Good. That was a time of war.
Now listen, this is remember, these are not infallible. These
exactly.
are just guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese are not as hairy as Japanese.
Oh, my.
Wow.
The Chinese seldom grow an impressive mustache.
My God.
Most Chinese, this is great.
Yes.
All right? Get ready, America.
Hurry up.
Most Chinese avoid horn-rimmed spectacles.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Although both of them have the typical epicanthic fold of the upper eyelid, which
yes.
makes them look almost almond eyes.
Yes.
Japanese eyes are usually set closer together.
Almond eyes.
Closer together eyes.
Wow.
Those who know them best often rely on facial expression to tell them apart. The Chinese expression is likely to be more placid, kindly, and open. The Japanese, more positive, dogmatic, and arrogant.
Oh, God, yeah, they're the enemy.
As
absolutely.
A matter of fact, in Washington last week, news correspondent Joseph Chang made things much easier by pinning to his lapel a badge that read, Chinese reporter, not Japanese, please.
There we go.
Three more things to keep in mind. Some aristocratic Japanese have thin, aquiline noses, narrow faces, and, except for their eyes, look like Caucasians.
Who knew?
Isn't that amazing?
They're aristocratic because they're almost white.
That's
Welcome
right.
to the 1940s.
Japanese are hesitant, nervous in conversation.
I know.
And Mike, The Japanese laugh loudly at the wrong time.
Inappropriate.
Kind of like during this bit. And finally, Mike, remember this when you're trying to tell your friends from the Japanese.
Oh, as I always do.
The Japanese walk stiffly erect and hard-heeled. Mm. The Chinese are more relaxed and have an easy gait, sometimes described as a shuffle.
There you go.
They shuffle.
You know what's strange about all this? I eerily remember seeing something like this in Arizona when they were talking about illegals and legals.
Well, really? Let's bring that to the Klan meeting.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It was the unveiling of Francis's cut of The Godfather. In the theater sat Francis with his quadrilla of assistants and editors and askuses, plus the rest of his production team were all there. The film was to open in 4 months, Paramount's big Christmas gift to the world. The lights went down, the picture started. 2 hours and 6 minutes later, the room began to fill with light. Francis, I want to speak with you, alone. I was on fire, and the prince himself took a half hour to get to my office. Thanks for showing, Francis. I couldn't help it. All my boys were telling me how great the picture is. They tell me not to touch a frame. The picture stinks, Francis. Got it? You shot a great film. Where the f*** is it? In your kitchen with your spaghetti? It sure ain't on the screen. Where's the family, the heart, the feeling? Is that left in the kitchen, too? Ooh, did Coppola glare. Schmuck. Name me a studio head that tells a director to make a picture longer. Only a nut like me would. But you're gonna do it. You shot a saga, pal, but you turned in a trailer. Now go back and give me a movie.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
That's from a movie called The Kid Stays in the Picture. That's
fantastic.
Producer Robert Evans.
Right.
And talking about when he produced The Godfather.
Yes.
And actually did tell Francis Coppola to, did Francis Ford Coppola ever corroborate that story, do you know?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't, because it's just so great a story, that he actually told Coppola to make The Godfather longer.
Right? I have no reason to doubt it, though.
I don't doubt it either. And, you know, it went on to be what it was. So,
a very good film.
Robert Evans, womanizer.
Yeah. Oh, tremendous, yes. Womanizer.
Oh, and you know what? No respect for medication.
Enjoyed across America and in 145 countries around the world. From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeOMaraShow.com.
Yeah.
It is Friday, October 8th, 2010, and we are over 3.5 million downloads and still growing every single day. Our show today is brought to you by Computer Geeks VA. For over 10 years, repairing computers of Northern Virginia and beyond, Computer Geeks offers flat rates for most jobs. Call 703-600-9740 or visit CompGeeksVA.com or just click their ad on our website.
They helped
us. You sound
us.
Like Robert Evans.
I'm Robert Evans.
Is it in there with the spaghetti sauce?
I was so in love with Angie. I was so in love with Ellie McGraw. It was great. She was
you
swimming.
You mean Snot-Nosed McGraw?
Ellie was on vacation. Ellie was on location. She was shooting The Getaway with Steve McQueen. I decided it'd be a good idea to fly to them and see her. When I got off the plane, I didn't realize I'd lost her. She was in love.
Should you have gone the weekend before?
If I'd just gone the effing weekend before. He's a man. This guy, this movie that I saw for the very first time, it's been out for a million years. This movie is called The Kid Stays in the Picture, and it's Robert Evans, this legendary Hollywood producer who got in a lot of trouble about doing too much coke.
Pretty great movie.
In the go-go 80s, yeah. And it's just riveting.
You I cannot sat there. Turn it
it's like
off.
7 hours long.
See it,
I'm watching
it.
This, and it's a. He starts out as a guy that's out on the West Coast, and he
an actor.
He's a failed actor. Mm-hmm. He's a terrible actor, and then he goes into the business side of it as a producer, and it's just amazing. If you want to know what Hollywood is like, because it's still relevant today.
Oh, absolutely.
These games still
absolutely.
Take place today,
absolutely.
And you
it's
see
an
it
amazing
all the time.
Film. What you got to do is go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click on Netflix,
mm-hmm. Right?
Have them send it to you.
Oh, it's so good.
And right. I guarantee you, if you start it, you will not be able to turn it off.
And the one thing that I do have a problem with is it's got that Robert Evans narration, which is almost inaudible. But if I can hear it, you you can hear it, and it's him just going, "Really, we're really excited about this picture." And
well, the funny
that,
thing
that
about
picture
it,
turned out to be The Godfather.
The funny thing about it, and I think we've mentioned this before, they made the film without Evans. They right, just bought right. the audiobook version of his biography.
But that's how he read his audiobook. There's a guy that was really motivated.
And yeah. cut the movie to the audiobook.
Why do I picture somebody like walking up to his bedroom, throwing like a vase full of cold water on his head just to get him to go into the studio and record his audiobook?
It was a champagne bucket.
So it was the Godfather was the biggest one, and there was another blockbuster.
Chinatown?
Love Story. Yeah.
And Love Story.
Love Story. He produced Love Story.
Love Story saved Paramount.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Really? Yeah, and so did Robert Evans. Welcome to the show. Big show for you today. We're going to get an Oscar health update.
Yes.
Back, people. I know you're happy.
Yeah, this is really great.
Anyway, Buzz Burbank's birthday recap, the listener mailbag, which we are, if it gets to be halfway through this show and I do not get to that mailbag, somebody yell at me all and right. tell me to do it. Okay. All right? Because I really have to get to that
halfway
today.
By length or content.
We're going to get an update.
Or by quality.
It's Rob, RJ, and The Biggest Loser. We'll get an update on that. And Carla and Mike's bad back fun. I talked about that yesterday.
Oh, more of that?
No.
Oh,
no. No, I'll start with
over.
That.
All right.
Bad back fun ended. She was so incredible on yes. on that the night of Wednesday.
She healed you.
Talk like
Wednesday.
Robert Evans describing her.
Carla was incredible. I was playing in the Accenture Pro-Am at an Avenue golf course. After the third swing, I realized that I'd thrown my back out for good. I was really tanked. I do this pretty well.
Yeah, yeah, very comfortably.
I realized that the golf course game was not for me. So they removed me on a golf cart, brought me up to the clubhouse. I was in pain. I was in agony. On my way home, I called Carla. I told her I was depressed.
Carla McGraw.
Carla was so supportive. Carla. She said, "Come home, honey. We know you're upset. We know you hurt your back. We want you to come home." So I did. If you watch it.
Carla
now,
was
right.
with Steve McQueen.
Okay, hold on a second. This is now going to be required viewing because this is going to suck unless you have seen this movie. If you've seen
Pause
this
the
movie,
podcast.
I disagree, but yeah, they
if
should.
If you
see
have
it.
Seen this movie, yeah. So then she put a knee in my back. I felt so much better after that. God, I love her. She was spectacular. Rob, sometimes they just happen. Sometimes they just happen, and I'm having more fun doing it than you're having listening
God,
to it.
No, you're not.
God, what a kid she was. Anyway, I can't. This is. I swear to God, I got to stop this. I will do this for the whole friggin' show right now.
Hold on, I got a question for Robert Evans.
Yes, go right ahead. All right, one last, and then
the last question.
Did you ever? Did you have lunch with Fred Funk?
I had lunch with Fred Funk. He was one of my favorite golfers. He said, "Yeah, I know your friend. Isn't that great? Get out there. Shoot a good score." All right, so anyway.
He was spectacular.
He was spectacular. I never knew that I'd lose it. All right, so anyway.
God,
so you got to go check that movie out.
Carla healed your back.
She healed my back on Wednesday. Right. Last night, back to normal. Back to normal.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
the
it's
back
just like,
or...
oh, just everything.
Okay.
It was just
everything.
It was like all the love, you know. Don't we have nights like that with our woman?
Of course.
Where suddenly you're so in love and everything is spectacular, then it slides
spectacular.
Back into spectacular. Then it slides back into normalcy and she treats you like crap again. Listen, if we're in a bar, this is 6 hours. We would do this. I would talk to every waiter, every waitress. I would do that. I swear
How
to God.
Make a mixed drink.
So, Oscar Santana. I understand he had another job he had to fly across the country for.
Yeah.
He flew out to Las Vegas, see how the mangrates are made.
Was it a private jet?
It's a private jet, a private plane, twin turboprop.
Yeah.
He's flying over the beautiful state of Virginia, looking down on the podcast location where he felt he should be all along. Tension filled his body as he was waiting to see whether or not he had the mumps or not. He'd thrown quite a scare at the young Buzz. Buzz thought he was going to die. Anyway, I'll stop it. God, stop.
I can listen to it all day.
Okay, so the thing is, Oscar, look, I'm not going to catch up on it. If you listen to the podcast, you'll know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
What?
I'm slipping into it now automatically. Yeah. I'm going to stop that.
I just heard a tinge of it.
If you listen to the podcast, you should know that. So Oscar came in on its Tuesday show,
yeah.
right?
Tuesday.
And said he had the mumps.
Right.
Buzz goes bat-ass.
Right.
He does.
Oscar's, blowing it off like, oh, I'm fine, but I have the mumps. And then it's like the most contagious thing that can make your balls fall off.
Right.
And so everybody's completely paranoid. Everybody's freaking out. And I make the call, to Oscar and to Buzz to work this out, but I basically say, Oscar, stay away, because if you are contagious, you know, you don't want to infect anybody, even though most of us have been vaccinated,
as it turns out
everybody had been vaccinated.
And you credit it to the double D, Mike, a douchebag diagnosis.
It was a douchebag diagnosis.
Maybe so.
So here it is, and incidentally, and I said yesterday on the show, I'm equally pissed at Mr. McZipalix and Mr. McZipalix, because the one day that I'm going to take off, the one day I'm not going to be here, the S hits the fan with everything that I just didn't want to happen. And so
but we
handled it.
We did handle it.
We did everything within our power to get a day off, and it didn't work.
Exactly.
So, I mean, we'll try harder next time.
Are we working on Columbus Day?
We are not working on Columbus Day. I had that discussion with the boys earlier this week. Do you remember when I had that discussion with you?
No.
Yeah, I talked to you.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. We had that because the thing is coming
it's
up
Monday.
For us. Monday
is Columbus Day.
We will have a regular show. I'll resume our regular shows on Tuesday for the podcast.
Programming note.
Thank you for bringing that
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So your situation,
is
let me...
Is it going to be so good?
It's a good for Columbus Day. And my balls are going to fall off.
That's so good for you.
So, Mumps, let's get an update, Mr. Santana, on your health crisis.
I called yesterday at around 3:05 because I had not received a call from the hospital.
Right.
I was shocked by that. And at this point, I'm in Ohio once again outside our brush-making plant. By the way, Ohio, good place. Uh-huh. Don't ever want to go back there again.
It's the Buckeye State.
Really, how long did it take you to fly to Ohio?
An hour.
Really?
Isn't that amazing?
That's pretty cool.
Hey, Mike, what's round on both sides and high in the middle?
What's that?
Ohio!
All right,
some good people.
So you call the hospital.
So I step outside, make the call, and I get...
As you've been infecting your boss, the owner of your company, in a private plane with just him, where he is... Was he vaccinated?
He said, I have no problem. I've been vaccinated. I don't know what everybody's worried about.
Right.
That's what he said.
Of course. Well, you know what? You know what? He can lick it.
No, you know what's neat about him? He also got vaccinated against bad luck.
Hey, Oscar, before you get into it, my big question, we talked about it yesterday. What... I thought you knew you had the mumps. Why were you going to get a blood test Saturday?
No, I got a blood test Saturday. Uh-huh. It takes 3 days to get a blood test back.
Oh, okay.
The diagnosis was the mumps.
Oh, the doctor thought you had the mumps.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what the diagnosis is.
Oh, well, he's a douchebag.
So I call, and I'm shocked that my doctor isn't there to talk to me. So I get another emergency room doctor on the line because they try to get a nurse. They said, can I please have the results?
Yeah, do you want to talk to Mr. Kaiser or Mr. Permanente?
So the doctor gets on the line and says,
Johnny,
I need to put you on hold.
Hold
as
on.
Soon as he pulls up my name and looks at the results, he goes, I need to put you on hold.
Right. I understand the mumps is spectacular.
So at this point, I start sweating because I'm like, this is not good when the doctor tells you I need to put you on hold.
That's scary.
Yeah, and I said, okay. So 5 minutes goes by. I'm literally on what is an airfield at this point because we're about to leave to come back to Virginia.
Right.
And he says, okay. He goes, I don't know how to tell you this, but you're going to have to follow up on with your primary practitioner. But these are the results of the actual test.
Oh, cool.
And he says, write this down.
Okay.
Mumps. IgG is positive. Mumps IgM is negative.
What does that mean?
This is what he tells me as the patient.
So are there two different kinds of mumps?
What the hell does that mean?
Two different kinds
of
mumps?
So he says, I don't really know what this means because I've never actually read a test for mumps. I am
almighty Jesus. Get out of the business.
So he says, I apologize.
Are you talking to the doctor or Oscar?
I'm talking to the doctor.
Okay.
Mike is talking to me.
just trying to keep it clear.
So at this point, I go supernova. I said, I need to talk to somebody that's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I will have my, whoever runs the place, chief of staff, call you in just a bit. And I said, no. I need their name and number. I call my sister, who graduated from Georgetown Med, had her call the doctor and say, what do these results mean? What are his results? Because I was going crazy. I was tired with all the
stats. Absolutely.
Yeah. What does it mean? Yeah.
So basically, look, Buzz is nervous already.
No. I'm concerned. No, I'm concerned for you.
Hi. I'm not coming to work.
Yes.
I won't be here for the show. Oh. Incidentally, I was vaccinated.
But neither you nor I knew if we had been when we first learned this news.
It's a cluster F. It's my fault at the end of the day for even going through
I will
this.
Give you that, yes. Mr. Burbank.
So we literally, my sister gets online. We're on three-way about 30 minutes later with the doctor. And the chief of staff apologizes to my sister and myself. Basically, what it means is mumps IgG is positive.
Mm-hmm.
For any doctors out there, means I had been vaccinated. That's the positive of coming.
So you had
that. Yeah.
So your little Bolivian body got vaccinated after you did all that. You know, you all you dumbasses. You should. We should have. Should have been taken care of. You should have known about the vaccination.
I should have.
What about your mommy or your papi, who's a friggin' physician?
My foreign mommy did not know.
And oh, my God. You know, my 90-year-old mother knew.
My 80-year-old dad. My foreign papi.
My mother won't return
calls. He hasn't returned a call. He's in Latin America.
Isn't it amazing, though, how you remember stuff when it comes to your kids?
Oh, yeah.
You remember your kids' vaccination. Oh, yeah.
My dad has still not called me back. He's in Argentina.
So you got to call into him?
Yeah, I mean, I called into him to ask him.
All right, so besides that, what other strain? But you are HIV positive.
No. Mom's IgM is negative means basically that you don't have it.
Right.
But the fuck. Excuse me.
That's all right. He got right to the sea.
Because he didn't say hi to Steve in case he
did. The effing doctor at the hospital, when he initially called me, didn't know what that meant.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that wild?
A lot of doctors don't, because a lot of doctors are internists and don't see children. They don't deal
with the society. Mumps has been eradicated.
Right.
By and large. That's why when he brought this thing in, it was a new, you hadn't heard that. And that was part of the scare as well, because you heard that. And because this disease has been eradicated, but because Oscar thought he hadn't been vaccinated. So props to your third world country having the vaccination. This is pretty common.
Who's the better doctor here? The doctor that doesn't know what the test means, or the doctor that says he has the mumps?
Boy, right? You know, I mean, the mumps, the doctor's going on a guesswork. Did he tell you when he gave you the diagnosis that you would have to follow up to confirm with a blood test?
He said the blood test would be ready in 3 days.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
But he didn't, you know.
And that's standard. That is standard. Yeah. That's what I heard when I went.
The doctor that's the F up, Rob, is the doctor that can't read a blood test.
I agree.
That's bull. Yeah. That's bull crap. Yeah. That is total bull. So everything else in the blood work, what about
Everything's fine.
What about your staph infection?
Gone.
What about your gout? What about your tuberculosis? What about your rickets?
Your consumption?
But I did see Rob's wife when I came into the show today. She said whooping cough is making a comeback, so I'm crossing my fingers.
There's still a chance.
She just wants something to root for.
I hope it hits this show. And physically, how do you feel?
I feel great.
And when's the next time you're going to have to go on a junket for your other job?
I don't have to go anywhere.
Okay, very. So you're going to stay put for a while?
Yeah, I can welcome you back to this show. I was supposed to. They tried to rope-a-dope me into the Ace Hardware show in Orlando, Florida, and I said I can't make it.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to that show. I love that show.
Now, since we've all missed shows, has anybody in our little quartet
Rob has not.
You know, you called a show one day for me because I had to go to a funeral, so I feel that I'm responsible.
We were all gone.
So I've been here for every show.
Rob's been here for every show.
I missed one.
My first one.
How many have
month?
I missed? Two?
Like two, three?
I think I've missed two. I've missed two, and you're going to have to do something to like amuse us. You're going to have to provide some sort of a trick, some sort of, you know, because we have done, how many shows has he missed?
100
shows. You've missed 100 shows.
100
And we're not going to dock your pay, because that's not fair. And let me tell you why
we're
not
docking
your pay.
We're not going to pay your doc.
I'm not docking your pay because you were one of the people that actually created this podcast. You were one of the people that started. You're like
father.
A charter member. You're a founder, so you get privileges. But I don't know.
I also bring money into the podcast.
Nice, what's that? Yeah. You put money into the podcast with the other thing.
Yes.
And bring some dip or something. Bring some, like, a nice, you know, maybe a nice seven-layer dip.
Yeah, seven-layer dip.
All right. Something to say.
I can handle that.
You know, and you know what? Don't worry about it for next week. Don't worry about it through Thanksgiving.
You know what I do have?
Worry about it for Christmas.
I have cash in my pocket.
How about, listen, here's what I'd like you to do.
For the yard sale.
Oh, do you? Oh, Carla will. You know what? Carla will appreciate that. Do you know what I'd love to have?
What?
This is what I would love
what
to,
would
have.
You like to have.
A trip to
you. I would like to have a specialty show, okay?
And you know
I
would, what? I'll do a show.
How about Oscar Santana's Bolivian Fiesta?
No, I'll do.
Fine, I like it.
I'll do a show on Monday.
No, Mr. Work Ethic. We're not doing a show on Monday.
I can do a show on Monday.
I know you can do a show on Monday, but that I want you to prepare. I want you to prepare for Oscar Santana's Bolivian Christmas.
Okay.
Is there a big Bolivian holiday coming up?
Oscar Santana's Bolivian Christmas. Yes.
Is there a Bolivian holiday coming up?
Zang.
When is Bolivian Independence Day?
There is. I have some money for you as well, Lottis.
Cool. What about you with the drums?
Yeah, I want them.
Do you have the money?
I just need an SUV to put them in. But yes, I have the money.
You have the money?
Yeah.
Today?
I just gave Mike some cash.
No, I'll tell you that story later.
Right now.
Okay.
Can you tell Mike's going somewhere tonight?
Nice.
North?
You're not gambling.
You are now.
Yes, I am.
Are you going to
Hollywood Casino?
Yes, I am.
Hey, baby!
Yeah. Now, you said...
I wasn't ever going to go again. I know. Stop it.
Okay.
Oh.
Enough. You've angered me enough this week. What?
I thought you said you weren't going to go.
Hey, Mike.
I'm a degenerate.
Why can't I do a show on Monday?
Because. Stop arguing with me on that.
Because Mike will be in the living room counting all the money he wins at Charlestown.
Stop it. No, we're not doing that. No, you are not doing that. You are not doing that, Johnny.
Okay.
Work ethic. Sorry. Take a day, for God's sake, you know? And besides, we're doing that thing that Rob and I talked about,
right?
Remember? All right, very good. Okay, enough. Oh, enough with that. But what I want you to prepare, yes, you, both of you, you know.
How about the last show before we take our Christmas break?
Will be Oscar Santana's Bolivian Christmas.
And it might
you can bring your mother,
show.
You can bring your father,
yes. Put that on
you
the
can
calendar.
Bring your brothers and sisters.
I love them.
We can bring, you know, we'll
That's
just,
awesome.
We'll make it a fiesta.
Queso?
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, queso dip. We are up on a break. We will take a break when I come back and update on Buzz's birthday, find out how it was, mm-hmm. and we will get to the... So listen to the mailbag. All that's coming up right here, the greatest show on earth. We call it the Mike O'Mara Show. You call it spectacular.
Even my old man looks good.
What is that?
Friday on My Mind by the Easy Beats.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our second segment is brought to you by Netflix. Netflix.
They're spectacular.
I'm not doing it like that. Watch thousands of movies.
See how he stuck to his word?
Uh-huh. Watch thousands of movies on any game console computer. And now your iPhone and iPads. And
any
iPod
game
touches.
Console what?
Computer. And now on your iPhone and iPads and iPod touches. Or you get Blu-rays and DVDs right to your door for just $8.99 a
right
month.
Right to my what?
Your door. Your door. For just $8.99 a month.
Who are you?
I'm Robert Evans.
You're great.
It was fantastic, spectacular. For a free trial, click the Netflix ad on the website. It's right there for you to see. Two recommendations from me, The Godfather and Love Story. Movies that save Paramount.
Hey, I've got a question about Netflix.
Yeah, file away.
If you could describe it in one word,
what
would that
difficult.
Word be?
Let me search my vast vocabulary.
Okay.
You know, vocabulary is important because it's all about the script.
You put the words on the screen.
It's all about the story.
So one you know, word to describe Netflix.
Doesn't matter what the act is. Netflix is spectacular. All right, let's get a birthday update. Did you do anything special for your birthday last night?
We did not. Thursday night is the night that Marcia works late, so she got home late, and it was a school night because we both had to get up and go to work this morning. So and we plan to celebrate this weekend with friends. But I did have
You're so sensible.
Very nice evening. You know, I talked to family, of course. They made their birthday calls.
Right.
Opened presents and cards and had dinner and cake, and it was wonderful.
Very good.
Yeah, it was very nice. And last year,
Sounds like we were there almost.
Marcia,
it's absolutely like we were there.
Marcia whiffed it on the gifts last year. It was like stuff that didn't fit. It was just, you know, they were bad choices. This year,
this
home
corset
run,
doesn't fit.
Home run after home run.
Was there Wonderful anything gift. Stands out? I mean, home run gifts are rare.
Well, they were things that really excited me. A book by a favorite author, a little iPod amplifier for my newly redecorated bathroom so I can listen to music in there.
Very nice.
A little egg pan, a little miniature egg pan for frying miniature eggs, I guess.
Well, that's for your vast selection of quail eggs.
Right, exactly. So,
you know how they taste?
Spectacular.
And a gift certificate at my favorite clothing store. So I was really happy with it.
Very good. Yeah. All right. So happy birthday.
Thank you. It was
and,
wonderful.
I hope you have a nice birthday weekend.
It was
as
a
well.
Gift certificate for Justice. If you've got a 10-year-old daughter,
yes,
that's a funny joke.
Well.
Yeah, Justice. My kids love Justice.
And I want to thank everybody for the hundreds of wonderful birthday wishes I got on Facebook yesterday.
It's very
that's
overwhelming,
good.
Isn't it, when
yeah,
that
it
happens?
It really is. Blew me away.
All right. Don't forget the fiesta coming up. All right. And stop with the thing on Monday. Okay.
I didn't say anything.
You're staring at me. All right. Very good. Welcome back. I'm not used to you being here.
Oh.
Ella. Time for the listener mailbag.
Yay.
All right. Here we go.
And you know what's funny, Mike?
Yes.
I wouldn't know this song were it not for the movie The Kid Stays in the Picture.
The Kid Stays. Yes, that's right. That
oh,
is
yeah.
the
in that movie.
Then I went out to Los Angeles. It's like that kind of stuff. I'm going to stop with the Robert Evans. I'm obsessing.
No,
and
it's a theme show.
I swear to God. This
we
is
won't
spill.
Do another theme show until the
this
Bolivian
is going to
show.
Spill over to the morning show on the Edge, too. I guarantee you that. And let me tell you something. That's going to be a disaster.
No, I disagree.
Because I'm going to be totally unprofessional.
I think that Kirk McEwen will love it.
I will wait and see. I will give you a report.
You'll love it.
There's one guy who might not get it, but Kirk.
I was thinking of you yesterday.
Really?
As I was watching the Springsteen documentary, The Darkness.
Ah, yes.
How great that is
that? That was actually pretty amazing.
So it's a great album.
Is it good?
Yeah, it got really great reviews. It's all about how he made his second album.
Yeah.
There's Darkness also on the edge of town. A documentary on ESPN. Is it called 4 Days or something? It's about the Red Sox comeback.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that one. That's
the one. Oh, I thought
the
documentary 4 Days is how many podcasts Oscar has come to.
He's on it. All right, time for the listener mailbag. Yay. Our first one. We're getting to some late, folks. And listen, if I miss yours, really, go ahead and alert me to the fact and resend it.
Please do.
And let me know you'd like to. If you want something on the listener mailbag, we can get it for you, okay?
Yeah, we get, like, I mean, really, between us, hundreds of messages a day.
Right.
Yes,
so hundreds
really,
a day.
If we miss, we're
you really,
sorry.
If you want something on the mailbag, you know, it doesn't always have to be something that we think is funny. It can be something that you'd like to say.
Exactly.
And somebody you'd like to give a shout out to. We do that. This comes from Eddie Glosman. This is dated October 3rd.
Oh, my.
And he says simply, hey, I love the Mike O'Mara Show, and it'd be awesome if I could get a birthday shout-out. This is for Eddie from Minnesota. Let's give the birthday song to Eddie on the count of three.
Eddie.
One, two, three.
Eduardo.
Thank you, Eddie. Very good.
I meant to harmonize. Remind me to harmonize next time.
Emily Zalewski. I think I read this. Somebody's going to tell me. Listen, if you heard this before and I'm reading this a second time, lick it, okay? Because I forgot completely and I asked the guys in the room.
It's
but I
best
thought,
of mailbag.
I'm writing to you because October 4th today is the first birthday I get to celebrate with my amazing boyfriend of 9 months. Did
you
I read
what
that?
You know what? We talked about it before a show.
You never read it during a show.
Because you know what? I remember what you said following this, and it wasn't something you would say on the show.
Right.
Andrew has been a fan of TMOS and of the Don and Mike Show for the past 10 years and continues to listen to you religiously at work. He uses it to drown out the hen conversations. No, he uses it to drown out the hen conversations of his less than sapient coworkers. I started listening to podcasts out of curiosity about these internet friends of his and to understand more about this, and that's how dare you, he would occasionally throw at me. Well, I'm in the 30-plus episode, and now I see why he loves you guys so much. One of his many favorite things is the birthday song, so I was wondering if you would make his 25th birthday a memorable one by singing for him. I'm sure you get lots of requests for the song and simple shout-outs, but this would mean the world to him. He's done so much for me and treats me so well that I want to give him something incredible. A nod from his lifelong radio BFFs would be just that. I would love to go on and on, well, you are, about how you've made us laugh over the past 9 months, but in an effort not to bore you or get mushy, I would just like to say thank you. Cheers from Emily Zalewski. P.S. And yes, he'll be getting a shirt, but I'm saving that for Christmas. Emily, for your boy, Andrew, here we go. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Hope he stays the picture.
Harmony, nice.
Next one comes to Rob Spiewak. Says, Rob, on Thursday morning, my wife will be giving birth to our giant baby.
That's yesterday.
They measured it at, 10 pounds, 6 ounces.
Wow.
Like you, I have been cursed with a giant head, and this is causing our baby's gigantism. Before the kid's even born. The body of our future child is measuring at 38 weeks, but its head is measuring at 42 weeks.
Oh, my.
Wow.
It's a shame my wife has to deal with it, and she decided not to and opted for a C-section.
That's a good idea.
It's been a tough pregnancy, and I have to thank you guys for the 1 hour of relief I got from the worries by listening to your podcast. Thankfully, nothing major has happened. We had a few scares and hospitalizations, but they ended up being minor things affecting my wife while my child continued
to grow.
Unencumbered into a giant bobblehead.
That's no way to talk
that
about
is
your offspring.
Before the kid's even born. Every time they checked on the baby, the assessment was, it looks great, which was a huge relief.
Sure.
Being a father yourself, Rob, I was wondering if you could give me some sort of advice or funny anecdote that isn't a cliche. If another person tells me to get rest now because I won't when the baby's born, I hate that. Mm-hmm. I may shoot them. It's as if people think new parents are idiots and don't know that babies affect sleep patterns. You guys always have an insight and perspective on things that are different from anyone else. I'm really excited and terrified of what is to come, and I would love to hear what you have to say on fatherhood or children. I sent a similar message to Mike. I figure the more information I get, the better. Uh-huh. Thanks again for all the laughs. That's from Kevin. I certainly have one for Kevin, if you do.
Oh, good. I do. I have one. You know what? And it's valid. You will be tired. And don't be terrified, because what you're about to go through is the most amazing thing you will ever go through in your life. It is magical. And don't be afraid to step back, remember what you're doing, and write things down. Because the next month of your life is going to be the most unbelievable that you'll never see this again unless you have another child.
Right.
It's life-changing in the best way. So all just cherish it.
Very good. And my advice to him would be, this is for, let me see, Trevor. Trevor writes this. Trevor, I would just like to say to you, run! Run for your life!
I got a big cat.
Oh, my God, no! No!
I'm sure the birth went well.
Mike, I feel like when, and I can't speak for your children, but I feel like when you were raising them, you'd be the type of guy, though, to say, you know, to really just step back and say that your wife at the time, that was her job to do that kind of stuff.
Absolutely right. That's why I'm not married to her anymore.
But you, but you know how the kids turned out.
The kids turned out spectacular. Yeah,
absolutely.
No, it changes your life for the better.
Right. Yeah, but did you wake up in the middle of the night? Did you wake up in the middle of the night?
Sure, I did.
Yeah. And you lived.
Of course I did.
You survived.
My dad never woke up in the middle of the night.
I did. I woke up. No, she did most of the stuff. Of course she did. I mean, but you know what? It does change your life for the better. It's the greatest experience in the world.
Mike, you said so. I think one of the most quotable things you've ever said. You said having kids, it's why we're here.
You know what? It's what? It's why they put us on the earth.
And I think that's
some
pretty
of them,
cool.
You know, some of us actually don't, you know, deliver on that duty.
Mike,
in here.
Some of us can't.
What an incredible tragedy. That is such a terrible tragedy. All right, next is this comes to us from Jennifer. Interesting spelling.
How you spell it?
Jennipher.
So she's retarded.
Cool. Jennifer.
Oh, good.
Now that's terrible. That's terrible.
It's a brutal way.
Horrible. An I, not a Y.
Dear Mike, Buzz, Rob, and Oscar.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, God, he's horrible. Just wanted to send you a quick note saying how much I love your show. I've been a fan of all the shows, Don and Mike, TMOS, and Big O and Dukes, for years, and was excited to find the podcast right before Christmas last year. That's when we signed on.
Right.
My husband and I downloaded a couple weeks' worth of shows and listened to them back-to-back on our drive visit for our family for the holidays 5 hours away.
Wow.
It made the time fly by. We get so much of that.
We do.
That people load up on these things and listen to them on long trips.
Isn't that
trips.
The coolest? Yeah. I think that's really awesome.
It made the time fly by, and we laughed nonstop. From then on, we've been hooked. My husband and I live in Front Royal, Virginia, but we commute to D.C. for work. Yeah. There have been many evening rides home that we have shared the headphones and listened to the latest TMOS, drawing stares from others on the bus when we burst out laughing.
Oh, I love that.
That's cute. Sweet.
We continue to tell our friends and family about your show and proudly wear our biker tees. That's cool stuff. For the past 5 months or so, my husband has been working at the embassy in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. A few months ago, we posted a picture on your Facebook page of him wearing your shirt in the briefing room in Afghanistan. I remember it.
Ooh,
I
cool
saw
picture,
it.
Yeah.
While I am so proud of the work he is doing there, I miss him a lot.
Sure.
I bet. One thing that makes me feel like he is not so far away is to know that we are both listening to your show.
Yay.
He is coming back for good on October 2nd, but we will be spending his birthday abroad. I can't send him gifts or make him a special dinner, so I thought I would see if you guys could send him a special birthday greeting. Hmm. It won't be his real birthday because September 25th is a Saturday, but even a quick shout out, and I told you these birthdays are really belated.
Right.
A quick shout out in the next couple of weeks would really make his day. Thanks for all you do and keep up the funny. Looking forward to your next biker outing. All the best, Jennifer, and that's terrific.
We're still in that window, that 2 week window.
Yeah,
that's right.
Not
where's
too late.
Where's the hubby's name here? Do we have the hubby's name?
I just think it's great that he's taking the time out of his busy day to be Jennifer's
Andrew?
Primary caretaker.
Wait a minute, I gotta see.
Does she not say
my husband
the body of it?
Didn't hear it mentioned.
It's Mr. Young. I know that. I don't know where.
Hey, not as young.
Did I have my husband and I? I don't think we have
it's
the hubby's
be
name.
There.
Jennifer sent us back his front name, but Mr.
Strange
Mr.
Omissions.
Jennifer Young. Uh-huh. We say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Mr. Young.
All right, let me
Young.
See.
You Hold know, it's funny, his name is Dan, but he spells it P-H-K.
How awesome is that, that they used to ride the train together and listen to the podcast at the same time?
Like
that's
the
awesome.
Quad City DJs. Cool.
All right, now this one
I
got all
I love it
up.
When people listen in cars.
All right, let me see. All right, this is a long, let me see if I got time. I do have time just to get this one.
This is our last
Hey, Mike, Rob A. here.
Oh, this is
This is goes back a ways. When we solicited, when we were talking about doing letters to Penthouse or you know, sexual stories. So this is one written by a listener on Rob's behalf for you.
Okay. Very good. And I will go as long as I can.
This is not too twisted or complicated.
All right. Here is my letter to Penthouse.
So this is me
writing this. This is another Trevor, isn't it? This is another Trevor.
All right. Is it Trevor Griffin?
Sorry, it's late. Trevor Morris.
Oh, that one.
All right. Here is my letter to Penthouse you asked for several weeks ago. Sorry, it's late. I always thought these letters were fake until one memorable day at my local diner. I was sitting alone, taking up most of my favorite booth and digging into my second giant stack of pancakes. The wife and the kids were in some different part of the country, and I was enjoying the solitude. As I craned my enormous head toward the counter, I saw a beautiful woman sitting alone, waiting for her breakfast. She was wearing a pair of cut-off jeans, sandals, and a loose-fitting tank top. She had a pleasingly large ass, a skinny waist, and from what I could tell, C-cup breasts that were unhindered by a bra.
Oh.
Most men would be instantly turned on at the very sight of her, but not me. I looked her up and down and thought, I hate women. In fact, I had no interest in her at all until the waitress brought her a plate of eggs. My God, those eggs look delicious. They glistened. They glistened in the light. And I detected a faint smell of bacon fat as a whiff of steam rose from the center of the still liquid yolk.
This is a good letter. It is.
I felt a twinge. Down there. I can't say that.
Oh, okay.
Her eggs were accompanied with a single English muffin. What? That's all she was going to eat? I called the waitress over. I said, whore, order that woman my usual. Within minutes, the waitress delivered the diner's specialty, the lumberyard. It was a three-egg Denver omelet, hash browns, 5 strips of bacon, 5 sausage links, biscuits, gravy, and a side of corned beef hash, 12 silver dollar pancakes, toast, and a small fruit cup. Seeing it set in front of her made me fully...
All right,
he's getting dirty now. He's talking about tents and sweatpants.
Oh, yeah.
The woman looked at me curiously. I winked knowingly and mouthed the word. Eat it. All of it.
Eat all of it.
I hadn't been this excited since Domino's improved their pizza recipe. I watched the woman as she took a few dainty bites of toast, then nibbled at the fruit cup. This was not what I had in mind. I called over my favorite waitress, Gertrude. Gertrude was my kind of woman. 365 pounds. Oh, a God. Dutch boy haircut. Oh, similar to my own, and a slight waddle to her gait. Gertrude, I asked, do you know that woman at the counter? She's just traveling through Leesburg. She's hot, isn't she, Mr. Rob? If you tip me more than your customary 4%, I will do anything you want to her. I was instantly intrigued. What did you have in mind? I questioned my favorite fatty. The waitress said she would like to stand behind the woman and press her breasts into her back while asking if she needed another napkin. That's as far as I can go.
Very good.
Very good. Sorry, really I can't good. Read the finale
understood.
There.
Understood.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was a happy ending.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh.
Good job, Trevor.
Well written.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it ends with the two of them fighting.
and let's
just say he achieves his goal.
It makes him happy.
And I strode out of the diner a very satisfied customer.
And you know, that story only based halfway in truth.
The waitress cringed when she heard my request, but dutifully walked to the counter and began feeding the woman a gravy-slathered biscuit with her bare hands. The unsuspecting woman began to fight and choke. As I heard her gag, this is... It gets nasty there. Thank you very much. That is it. That is our mailbag.
Yay, mailbag.
We'll catch up, and I'll try to do better on that and get those on every single week.
I'm dying to know.
Yes.
Can we have the Biggest Loser update? Because I don't know
We
it.
Have time for the Biggest Loser update. I want to find out about RJ and Rob Spiewak, and I'm glad you got to that, Rob, because I would have forgotten.
Okay.
Mark Ronick, what is the status of the Biggest Loser update?
I saw your post last night that you were wanting an update. I talked to Jody Thomas, who was on our show recently, and... we didn't make it. She said that they actually really liked the video. They thought it was great, but she said the competition was just, you know, too much. There was a lot of competition, a lot of
you know, bigger people out there that could have really used it.
Okay. Well, she's dead to us.
Yeah. Okay.
She's dead. She's a whore.
Okay.
She can go to hell.
That's the worst show on NBC.
We will never watch. Christ, I think that show is a joke.
Yeah, I think that show sucks.
Fixed. I urge people not to watch it. I will not watch it any longer. My wife will be forbidden. No, my wife will still watch it all the time. Right. She loves that
when
show.
When you discussed the video with her, was there one particular part of the video she liked best, like half of it?
Yeah. She liked the guy that was talking in the background.
Yeah, I bet she did.
Well, it's not going to stop.
You'll be talking in the background in a second when I shut your mic off.
It's not going to stop Mr. French and I from going on a man date Saturday.
Nice.
Dream date. Really? You know, Mr. French donates his time to the show, and we are forever grateful. Tickets to events, you know, nobody likes the event like RJ. We are going to the home opener of the Washington Capitals Saturday night.
Wow. Nice. And you put the homo in home opener.
And I got tickets to see Bobby Lee.
Oh, he's great.
At the Improv.
Wow. Nice.
Hey.
We might not make that because, you know, glug, glug. It's a suite.
Bobby Lee's going to kill.
Bobby Lee was on the show, my morning show today. And Bobby Lee, you know, we somehow got on the subject of how on Mad TV I loved it when he was naked. Mm-hmm. And he took his pants down and came up to me to give me a hug. You haven't lived until you've been approached by a naked Korean.
It's a shame we didn't do this show first, because then you could know if he was Chinese or Japanese.
That's right.
I absolutely do that. We will take a break, and when we come back, it is the Magic Audio Vault.
Yeah.
On the Mike O'Mara Show. If you want to have fun, to do something, get crazy, get wild, let's party, get loud. If you want to have fun, to do something, if you want to have fun, to do something, walk in the club with no ID. Girls, I'm a jock. And we're back.
Jesus.
I bought that on Amazon.com.
It's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by Cameron Hills Golf Links. That sounded weird.
You're getting crazy and getting wild.
Cameron Hills Golf Links in King George, Virginia. Newbies get half off 2011 memberships and free entry to the TMOS charity event next spring. That's the Big Duff 2. Join by email. Write CameronGolf@AOL.com. Cameron Hills Golf Links. Check out their ad on our website. And what do you have today, Rob?
I have a lot of fun, but I also have a question.
Fire away.
On your other radio program that you do on 105.9 The Edge.
Yes, and please, people, I need help on The Edge, okay? I want you to bring people. We are doing very well, and we are getting great response to that show.
I can tell.
But we need the warm bodies,
please. Okay?
So please, if you like the show and you listen to it, spread the word, and that's what it's all about. We would appreciate the support. Tell your neighbors, tell your friends. It's Kirk McEwen, Mike O'Mara, 105.9 The Edge, Monday through Friday. They've asked me to, you know, give it some mentions on this show. I certainly mention our web show on the air, and so they want a little tit for tat.
Fair enough.
All right.
And what is tat, and where do I trade it in?
So what were you going to ask?
That's not a joke. That's a history lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Did you talk on your other show about the Duke student that did the term paper on all the lacrosse players she slept with?
No, I did not.
Have you discussed this story
at all? We have not discussed that at all.
On the internet.
Okay, this is a big story. What happened is this is a senior, I think, at Duke who doesn't already have the best reputation for their sports program.
Boy, yes. Duke has just been
pounded,
savaged with some of these asshats. You know, and you wonder about these eggheads. Makes you think about private schools. Makes you think about rich people and where their kid. You know, you think you put your kid in a certain environment, they're going to be okay. But there's some bad stuff that goes on.
Yeah, but they still have score. Board in life. I mean, let's be honest.
No, absolutely. Of course they do.
They might have a bad.
Of course they. They're gonna come out the other end, and they're gonna be eating the shrimp on the yacht. You're absolutely right.
But the problem of this scoreboard is that she went online and she put pictures of all the athletes she nailed, mostly lacrosse players, but other Duke athletes as well. Was very detailed in her explanation, and frankly, it's a pretty sexy term paper. She's a good-looking girl, not great-looking. She looks like the one that took Spitzer down, I think.
Okay.
So she looks very eager.
So she's actually, and they're going to want to climb on as soon as they can because they're athletes.
Right. Now, but
just like Brett Favre.
But here's the thing. Oh, great pictures.
Incidentally, do I get any props for Brett Favre? I mean, for my Brett Favre, but railing against Brett Favre, which I do.
I think so.
On a regular basis.
Yeah, been a fan,
absolutely.
You know?
Just sensed he was a bad guy.
Screaming Lord Byron.
I thought he was a bad guy because I thought it was all about him, and he was the guy that had to come out and go, I don't know if I'm going to retire or not. I'm so sick of that crap.
Got tired of that.
All right.
Dope.
Well, anyway, that said about the Duke students, I just want to know you want a really great reputation for Duke. They said the Today Show sent the very intense Jeff Rawson to Duke University.
I like Jeff Rawson.
And here are
I'm a fan of Jeff Rawson.
I want you to listen to the quality of the student that they found to interview at Duke.
Okay, very good.
This is just these are the collegiate people of America.
Duke is beyond elite. Duke is up with Yale and Harvard and places like that. Duke is tough to get into.
Sound like smart ladies here. Educated. Okay, think you'll like.
I guess like the inner feminist in me at first was pretty excited when I saw it, and I was like, yeah, like good for her. This is awesome.
Do you think there's a double standard here? Like if a guy were to do this, it wouldn't be as big of a deal as the fact that
I think it'd be a bigger deal if a guy did. Yeah, it'd be a bigger deal. I think it'd be everyone would think they're so like misogynist, and like especially if like a lacrosse player did this, I would be like, oh, the lacrosse players, you know, they're such horrible people.
I felt like I'm listening to a character.
Doesn't it?
I know. Valley Girl.
I almost think I'm listening to two girls that were going to talk like this when we get on TV. It's almost like they did it as a joke, but
it's
not.
I expected Jeff Rawson to say, do you think this was a bad thing that she did? And their reply would be, maybe.
We'll have the story and the picture on MichaelMaraShow.com, but I'm showing you the picture of the young lady now. She's all right. She's
probably
all right. Good for Duke.
It's 7, I guess.
Yeah, but what I said, but don't
it's
you
a bad
see
picture.
Reminiscent of the one that was with Spitzer.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Not as good looking.
Kind of mannish looking.
She's got a strong chin.
Yeah, she looks like maybe she's athletic.
Entertaining read this term paper, though.
This is at the crux of the story is that if a guy had done this, he would be crucified.
Right.
But it's because a woman, it's so like avant-garde.
Pretty hot.
It's a different world.
Hey, you know, the bottom line. The bottom line is they're doing this on college campuses like rabbits, and it's reality. And you know, this little I don't know how she's going to feel in 20 years about what she did. I think she's probably not going to feel really good about it.
Did you know that most? And I don't know if we touched on this, but I just talked to one of my. My friend's basically parents, and she said that their little sister and their daughter are going to I think UVA, and they have co-ed dorms.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
yeah,
mm. yeah. Oh yeah,
co-ed dorms.
Oh, the dorm or
dorms. No, I'm not talking about co-ed dorms. Dorm rooms.
Right.
So you can have a different
what situation. You can now choose on some universities
co-ed dorm rooms. So you live sleep with, in have a.
Very common.
Freak, does that happen?
Co-ed floors was something that came about maybe 5 years ago, which I was like, okay, co-ed floors. You got guys on one side.
We always had co-ed dorms.
Yeah, but co-ed floors was kind of different. But
we were separated by floors.
Yeah, co-ed rooms is a whole different world.
Is this because of the... Now, I didn't even know if this stat is accurate. Is this because we're just getting so many more women than men that are getting into colleges? That's the way I think it's going.
Let's say that.
I think it's just a cop-out. I think it's just easier for them to say, you know what? We already know that if people want to live together, they'll end up living together.
They're banging anyway.
It's just, it is what it is.
That's weird, right?
I don't care.
Could you imagine?
I think that's
if one of your daughters said, hey, daddy, I'm on a co-ed room floor.
Yeah, I would be over there. I would drive to the school that afternoon, you know. Hi, how are you?
Right?
Sorry about that. I guess maybe when you think about colleges, campuses, and guns, that's not the best thing to do.
But think about this. When they start looking at colleges, which I'm sure they're doing now.
Yeah.
Catherine
wants to go to UCLA?
What's the last thing you're going to think about? Is she living in an all-girls dorm? Is she living on an all-girls floor? Does she have the opportunity to live with a guy if she would like to?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever I would never think about that.
I want my daughter to walk in, and I like the dean of students to sing, Climb Every Mountain. That's what I'd like. That's a Sound of Music
she's
reference.
A cloister hall.
That's a convent joke.
As a parent, I would never even think about that.
You know what? It's scary. Co-ed dorms? No. No, because you can't. Yeah, I mean,
they can and they are.
That's bad news. I want to find out more about that.
All right, I'll tell you who didn't live in a co-ed dorm was Whitney Houston. And, you know, everyone has said that she's on the right track now.
I hope
her voice not doing so well. But according to the Inquirer, she has fallen off the train.
Oh, no.
And Bobby is planning an intervention.
Oh, no.
So I'd like to revisit this older.
Is this a kicker?
The thing after this is a kicker.
Okay, very good.
I want you to hear just a classic Whitney. This is from a few years back. I love this quote.
Crack is cheap. I make too much money to ever smoke crack. Let's get that straight, okay? We don't do crack. We don't do that. Crack is whack.
What a disaster.
Yeah, that is sad.
You guys don't even know how big a Whitney Houston fan I was.
I remember.
She was I remember best. Getting the record down at WYRE in Annapolis. I remember it might have been one of my our friends, Tommy Schoberg.
Yeah, I think it was.
Or Frank Felice that brought me the record. It was an early record duck that brought it down to me and said, you got to listen to this lady sing.
Yes. You got
one
it
in
early?
A, one in a, was it One in a Million? Damn it. It wasn't.
I Will Always Love You?
No.
Greatest Love of All?
Greatest Love of All.
That was the
greatest Love of All. You got to listen to this and The Greatest Love of All. And man, God, what, just destroyed by that pimp Jag.
Well, yep. Here you go. I think that we will close.
He's going to help her now.
We will close with this because this is a valuable PSA and something good to keep in mind over the weekend, folks.
This is your voice.
And I
wow. Perfect.
Yeah.
This is your voice on drugs.
And I will always love you.
Any questions?
That's is that go. Legit?
That's not a real
that
PSA.
That could be
no.
legit. Yeah, that is a great
that's
audio.
That's a
gang
PSA.
Good
so
stuff.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And, man, I tell you, it's both funny and sad at the same
exactly
time.
Exactly.
Isn't that what we do here? We'll come back with news with Buzz Burbank, the birthday boy, day after, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's so much nicer with the music in
don't
and out.
Don't you like it?
It's just so much
it's
nicer.
Tight. Even when I play LMFAO singing Get Crazy?
Absolutely. Now, without further ado, let's bring him in here.
Get crazy, get wild, let's party, get loud. If you want to have fun,
very Friday.
Very, very popular song.
Somebody's getting rid of his crappy car, getting a new car. His crappy new car that he's getting in for another nicer new car.
Uh-huh.
All right, stop it. Let's get Buzz Burbank.
You know what?
In.
That is really, that's uncalled for.
News time with
way
Buzz.
Way over the line.
Take it away, Buzz.
Brought to you by the man who saved my face, Dr. Bruce Friedman. There's an easier way to look younger. Dr. Friedman's one of the first plastic surgeons in the area to use Artifil, a non-surgical facial rejuvenation that lasts. Call Dr. Friedman or tell a friend for the phone number and a revealing website. Click his ad at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Is he going to be dropping by and Artifilling me?
Well, yes, he can do that, and then also Oscar can
Botox, baby.
Do Botox
yeah,
at his
coming
request.
Back.
Now, what, we can't
you
have spend much time on this, but what do you need Botox?
You have the smoothest
well,
face
well, no,
in America.
You don't understand. I have a dream, and I mentioned this on Facebook. I would like to actually infiltrate the teenage drug rings in the Manassas area. So the younger I can look, the closer okay. I can get to that dream.
You are no, you know what? There's he nothing. Is not. The, if he does it, it'll get infected, and he'll get mumps again,
and then
no,
we'll get
Botox
it.
Botox
is easy.
We'll
it'll
talk
to God. Oscar could pass for 18.
We'll talk. Where? We'll talk to
well,
Dr.
When I
Bruce.
Smile, I have crow's feet. And I don't like that.
Don't worry about it.
You're supposed to
get me the news right now.
I thought people of Bolivia loved to
all
eat
right,
crow's feet.
Everyone, shut up and let Buzz deliver the news.
Thinks he Dobbs protests too much. Former CNN anchorman Lou Dobbs, who led the fight really against illegal immigrants in this country, employed five of them at his estate
oh
in Florida.
God. What a douche.
The Dobbs estate.
Oh, it's so funny.
He says if the men who tended his show horses were illegal, he didn't know about it. He says, in fact, he was told they were legal.
How is your show horses?
His show horses.
His
the,
Arabians.
The elitist hump.
The workers, by the way, say Dobbs did know they were illegal.
Of course he did.
Being kind of a journalist, he might have wanted to fact check that before blowing so loud and long on the subject in his final months on the air. Among other things, he'd said that employers who hire illegals should face felony charges. And Dobbs also ran a false report about illegals spreading leprosy in this country.
Yeah, I mean, he was all over it. Yeah. He was all over this.
Yeah, when we all know it's really the mumps. Yeah,
he's legendary stain.
Oscar's leprosy.
President Obama was in Chicago yesterday campaigning for a friend who's running for his old Senate seat. That's when he declared that conservative groups are using campaign money from foreign sources in the Illinois Senate campaign. It's not just a threat to Democrats, he said, it's a threat to the country.
I will tell you, you are getting ready for probably one of the most amazing,
political.
Overwhelming victories by the Republican Party that we will see in our political history.
Probably scary in a way.
The unemployment stats that came out today are going to be used right straight through to the election. And
they're going to win.
And they're going to win. I think they're going to win big.
By as big a margin as I think we were worried about, say, a month ago.
How many seats do you see in Congress?
Oh, I wouldn't even make that prediction.
I'm going to say at least 40 seats in Congress.
Wow,
that's
really?
A lot. I wouldn't expect that many. Mm-hmm.
No, well, nationally,
could
we've
be 70.
We've got a great scope of listeners, but we've got a great concentration in Maryland. And as you know, Mark and I are from Maryland. Mm-hmm. While I don't have voting rights there anymore, the Governor O'Malley and Governor Ehrlich race is really, really tight.
Yes, it is.
And
is that tightening up recently?
It's super tight.
I thought O'Malley was in front of Ehrlich.
Closed up. I mean, he is, but
just by
barely.
4 or 5 points.
I don't know who I'm going to vote for.
By margin of error distance.
But you know who I'm going to vote for? A guy that shows me where the fish are.
Well, I hope they get it all cleaned up.
Me too.
But my question is, it's unfortunate on many levels. Whoa, what was that? That was wild.
What the hell was that?
It was a very strange sound.
Was that a poltergeist?
Carrie had a horrible fall in the kitchen.
What the F was that?
You want me to go look?
Yeah, please. You find out, Mark.
I think that was a siren that went by.
Wow.
It
sounds
like it.
A very odd
like an alien. Well, regardless.
It's an air raid from Japan.
I'm scared.
Are you following? I don't feel like I know enough about both these candidates. I just saw the blurb this morning that they were in a tight race, and I could care less, and election day's around the corner.
But now you're excited. You're excited because it's
Robert
tight,
Ehrlich, good friend of our friends, the Junkies.
Yes.
Do you need any more information?
No, I just didn't know.
I'm an O'Malley guy.
You are?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. I didn't know. Sorry, EB.
I know what you did there. Yeah. Backhanded compliment.
It was backhanded.
A national Republican Senate campaign group, meanwhile, is pulling the ads it's been running in West Virginia now that it's revealed that the casting call went out for, quote, hicky blue-collar workers. Quoting the Democrat in that race, not only have they spent millions to buy this election with lies and distortions, we can now see what they really think of West Virginia's people. The Republican group says the casting call was published by a consultant and not the campaign group itself, and vows to never work with that agency again.
I want a hicky person. Did you find out what was going on?
Yeah, it was Carrie. No.
She did.
It was. They said it was. Must have been a siren.
A siren.
Very odd one. Yeah.
Carrie's going through your things, Mike.
Whooping cough. The top Republican in Nevada, meanwhile, is backing Democrat Harry Reid for Senate over the state's Tea Party candidate. Republican backing Reid.
That's interesting.
Ryan Seacrest is reportedly in talks.
That's interesting. I want to interject here. Yeah. That's interesting because that is an amazingly tight race.
It is.
That's one of the marquee Senate races in the United States, and that's one I'm going to be paying attention to. I love politics. I love politics as spectator sport. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I
will
I
be
too.
Up late on that night watching
what's
going
on. Yeah,
this
is Nevada's minority leaders saying that he doesn't agree with the Democratic Harry Reid on many, many things, but he would prefer him to the Tea Party candidate who's running.
Less than a month away, we urge you on this show, please get out and vote.
Everybody.
Really, this is an important election as well.
Yeah, you know, it's really fun. They give you stickers now.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm going to pass.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, don't you have to?
I'm in D.C. What am I going to do?
Yeah, of course you are.
Ryan Seacrest reportedly in talks to start his own cable network. Naturally.
Of course.
The channel will reportedly be music, pop culture, and lifestyle oriented. And although Ryan would appear on the channel, naturally, he'll mostly be a behind-the-scenes guy. He's expected to continue his work on E! And Idol, naturally.
You know, here it is.
They're calling it G! Exclamation point.
I'm all for him, you know, but you know.
Too much.
And you know what? He's very good at what he
does. Just chill out, you greedy
Oh, there you go.
I mean, really. It's exactly what he is. Honest to God, just nonstop.
We will edit out greedy.
You know, now your own cable channel. It's like, you know, chill out, dude. You got everything.
I wish that I could find flaw with how he does his job, because you know what? I hate to say it. He's very good at it.
He's pretty good at it.
But it's a deal with the devil.
Take any game show host that would be good at it. I'd be good at it.
There's like a parallel here. I was listening to...
I'm just fat.
Everybody knows Wolfman Jack, right?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
All right. So Wolfman...
And especially the Beatles that are eating his eyeballs now.
Wolfman Jack, they played on Sirius, on Howard Stern's channel. They're playing the Peacock years from his NBC days.
Right. Okay.
So Wolfman Jack is being interviewed by Howard Stern. Mm-hmm. And Wolfman Jack started like literally talking about his projects at the time in the 80s.
Right.
He was on 180 stations.
Yeah.
Right. Had a morning show on ABC television for kids playing music videos.
Right.
Had his own line of clothing. Had like his empire was infinite.
He was huge.
And then you look at a guy like Ryan Seacrest, and he's kind of doing the same thing. And nobody hated Wolfman, it seemed, as much as they hate Ryan.
Well, I think also
I just hate Ryan because Ryan's smarmy.
Oh, yeah, okay. And you know what? He's really one of the beautiful people too.
And he also said that he wants to like mirror Dick Clark, and I don't like that. You know what I really hate too?
Yeah.
I hate that debacle. On New Year's Eve.
Oh,
that sucked up
Ryan
Seacrest sitting there waiting for Dick Clark to die.
Here's the difference, Oscar. Yes. Even though Wolfman Jack was huge and widespread, you could actually conduct your life without really coming across him much.
Okay.
It's Ryan Seacrest is unavoidable.
Yeah, I mean, unavoidable. Okay. And then if you want to know what really pissed me off, that's it. Yeah. I hate the whole New Year's Eve thing. Where it's like, thank you, Ryan. Okay, Dick, I want to be just like you. I want to have an empire. I want to be Dick Clark and Enterprises. I want to be Ryan Seacrest Enterprises.
I could
lick
see
it.
The annoyance in that as well. Yeah. Yeah. Because he did the same thing with Larry.
Oh, and incidentally, jealousy? You bet your ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Far more. Super jealous.
Every one of us.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck, meanwhile,
as I'm sucking on a natural light at Charlestown in front of a quarter slot machine.
You will win.
Yeah, you know what? That's when, Mike, that will be the moment of your life when you are the most like Wolfman Jack.
All right.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck is joining the crew on Good Morning America to give family and parenting advice.
No. She's ABC can kiss my ass.
She starts Monday and will continue on The View.
Oh, my God.
You know, it breaks my heart that my father watches Good Morning America because that's what his wife brought to the marriage is that they're a Good Morning America family.
Really?
That's sad.
And I hate that show.
I do, too.
I really do.
CBS, at least, you know, hey, we know we're number three.
Yeah.
And we care that much.
Yeah.
You know, the CBS Morning Show with our friend Dave Price that's on there, who incidentally has a cold every third week.
It ain't a cold.
Do you ever? Anyway, we got to get out of here.
We may have to rename Glacier National Park in Montana. It once had 150 glaciers. Today, there are only 25, and those are melting away. Mm-hmm. The park's expected to be glacier free by 2030. But remember, climate change is a myth.
Yeah,
and
right.
Finally, we've read that women reach their sexual peaks at about age 40. A new study of women in their 40s shows there's an advantage to being around that peak. 80% of the women in their 40s say they're more sexually adventurous now than they were when they were in their 20s.
Wait till they get to their 70s.
Only 7% of them. Only
Dick Clark.
Only 7% of the women in their 40s say they ever have to fake it. Now, compare that to the other numbers we've been hearing lately.
Right.
68% say they now know their favorite position. Mm-hmm. And 60% say they feel more assertive than ever. Knowledge is power. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
That's it. Got to get out of here. Thank you for another great week of shows. Nice to have you back, Oscar. I hope you're feeling well.
Feel great.
Yeah. Try to stay healthy for at least another week. Our show today was brought to you by Computer Geeks VA for over 10 years, repairing computers of Northern Virginia and beyond. Computer Geeks offers flat rates for most jobs. Call 703-600-9740 or visit CompGeeksVA.com.
Yeah.
Just click their ad on our website.
Our web host is Bluebot. This program cannot be rebroadcast in any form without written consent from an authorized representative of MichaelMaraShow.com. We depend on advertising, and you can reach Mark Ronick by calling 301-244-8773. That's it. The kid stays in the picture, and I gotta get out of here.
Mike!
Yes?
Before we go, shouldn't you mention who's on our bonus show this week?
This week, Katie Powers. She is spectacular.
It's a great bonus show. It's Buzz's birthday show.
Hey,
so you may want to check it out.
For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara Evans saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gay.
Summer's day. In everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.